It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Wednesday, a wonderific Wednesday. It's June 9th. Yes, this is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. A little Colorado River weather for you. Get ready, folks. It's going to be 101 today, but then it drops to 97 tomorrow. On Friday, 104. Saturday, 109. Sunday, 111. Monday, 113. Tuesday, 119. And a week from today, according to the Weather Channel, 121. Does that excite you?
Not really.
Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. Don't forget, if you need your air conditioning checked up, now's the time. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Laughlin Outlet Mall, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron Services, ProFit Kitchen, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, and Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and of course they continue to be a facility that services Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities all over the place. They got the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall. Out in Fort Mojave, they have the Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95 right across from Casa Serrano. The Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then, of course, they have the Imaging Center on Hancock and Train. Outpatient Rehabilitation at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. On the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. And, of course, they have the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well, call 763-2273. Farm Bureau Financial Services, how often do you think you're paying too much for your insurance other than every day? Yeah. Well, then you need to grab your policies and go sit down with the professionals and let them take a look at them and see if they can save you some money. Greg, Stephanie, or David, either one can sit down with your policies and say, well, we can put this together with this and this with this, and we can save you some money. So they can tackle your life insurance, your home insurance, your commercial insurance, your auto insurance, and now they even have a policy to cover your appliances in your house for $6 a month. Ask them about it. 763-8464. I just replaced one of my air conditioners a couple months ago. $6 a month would have been a lot cheaper. Wings of an Angel. Seniors often find daily chores become difficult the older they get. Well, assisting those seniors 24/7 is Wings of an Angel. They do meal preparation. They can do light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. Wings of an Angel services Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley. Then they go the other way to Golden Shores and Kingman. Everything but medical. They take care of all those things that are important to a senior. Call 404-2840. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Yes, transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission? Trust me, when it breaks down, it's a lot more than $99. So, well, by the way, speaking of oil changes, you get a free oil change with a tune-up, and get your air conditioning service now before it's 121, a week from today, for only $19.99 plus free on. Call 444-1244. Also, sports, don't forget, tonight the Suns are back. Yes, they take on the Golden Nuggets at 6:30 tonight. That's game two of round two. Also, today we're going to have the Diamondbacks at 12:35 taking on the Oakland A's. The Boston Bruins taking on the New York Islanders. And that's NHL playoffs. That's at 4 o'clock, and those games are on 94.3 or 100.5. KNTR Sports. Now back in the studio after a little bit of an absence. He's just a busy guy. Chris from Revive. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Larry?
Good. How's Revive Behavior Health?
It's doing well.
Yeah?
It's doing well, yeah.
How long have you been open officially now since you took your first
patient? About 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Are you where you wanted to be?
Yeah, we're right there, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's been a slow, you know, we didn't want a heavy ramp up when we started.
You didn't want 25 people walking
in
the door.
Yeah, yeah, it would put a little strain on us, so it's been right where we want to be.
Good. So yeah. And you've kind of ramped up your staff as you've grown.
Yeah, yeah, as we keep getting more residents, we're adding more and more staffing to it. So, you know, again, allowing us to give the residents the
service they need.
All the services they need as we go through, because you know it could put a challenge on our systems if we did too fast.
So let me ask you this: when you have patients come in, if you've got someone that's addicted to pills and someone that's addicted to heroin and someone that's had an alcohol problem, are they all counseled the same, or because they're on different dependencies, is their system and their daily chores and their classes different?
Well, every single one of them who come in here have their own individualized treatment plan.
Okay.
You know, addiction. So yeah. They all struggle with the same addictions. But, you know, they'll all have their individual plan for themselves.
And do they come to you and tell you, I was talking to George over there. Man, he's a mess. And then you have George come over and say, I was talking to Freddie. Freddie's a mess.
The residents within there?
Yeah.
No, they're pretty good. I mean, you know, that's one of the things we tell them when they're in there is focus on yourself. Focus on your recovery. Sometimes it's a little difficult. You're with these individuals for up to 90 days. So, you know, we try to focus on that. Tell them, just focus on yourself.
Okay.
You know, it's not about, you know, we want them to be, you know, friendly with everyone, but you're not there to develop relationships.
Right.
So
when you leave, you leave. You don't have to.
Exactly.
It's not your friend forever.
Right.
And today you brought with you your registered nurse.
Yes, Tara Thorne.
Hello.
Hello, Tara. So as an RN, you're concerned about everybody's physical health?
Correct.
Okay.
And their medications and just keeping an eye on the medical aspect of things.
So a lot of them come in on meds and they need them distributed. Do you guys do that or do they just have their meds in their room?
No, we keep them. It is self-administration, so they have to be able to take their medications on their own.
Right.
But we keep track of them and help them make sure that they're taking them properly.
So they know to come up and get their little tray with their meds at certain times a day?
Yep.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, four times a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, four times a day. So she's actually been kind of harping on me. She needs another med cart. Some may come in with, you know, none or one, but some may come in with a extremely large amount of medications. So we can manage all of that. You know, she works with our psychiatrists and, you know, the pharmacies and, you know, to make sure everything is coordinated. They have their meds. We do require when they come in that they do have 30 days of their meds.
Oh, okay.
So it makes it a little easier because if they come in, they don't have it, then we got to try and it's a challenge to get everything set up for them.
Right. So do you guys have a pharmacy that you use or do you just let them renew it with wherever they're at?
They can use their own pharmacy, but we prefer to use the Behavioral Health Home's choice of pharmacy because it makes it so much of a smoother transition when we're trying to get their meds to the facility.
Okay, very good. Good, 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 good. Now, there's this theory out there that you take somebody that's been hooked on heroin and you bring them into a rehab and you give them something else other than heroin. Are you guys doing that?
The medication, the MAT?
Yeah.
We do. I mean, it's something that we do for them. It depends on the individual. Obviously, the goal is to taper them off of everything.
Right.
You know, that's the ultimate goal. So, you know, that's monitored, and we work with CMS and Kingman, you know, if it's methadone.
Okay.
So in here, I don't remember if it's Southwest, there's another methadone clinic here too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, we do manage that. You know, sometimes it does help them come down off of whatever they were on.
Okay. And you guys don't have a detox at this point in time.
We don't currently.
Right.
That is in the future. There's some requirements around that as far as accreditation.
Right.
Which we're going to be working towards probably here in the next 6 months or so.
Okay. Good. Because in reality, they should go to detox first before they come to you?
Yeah, most of the time, depending on what it is, you know, particularly alcohol, that's always a dangerous detox. Some people try to self-detox, which
yeah.
we highly recommend they do not do that.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous to do that.
You need professionals around.
Yeah. So it really depends on the individual. Some may be able to come in and, you know, sleep it off for a day or two, or, you know, it really depends on what the substance
Everyone's
is.
Everyone's different.
Yeah.
And how they handle it.
For sure, yeah.
Or didn't handle it.
Yeah, we'll have some that'll come in. We understand they may take a day or two. They'll be in their room. They may sleep for a few days before they start to engage in the program.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then it takes a while.
Yeah. You know, usually,
so you're kind of doing detox with them individually.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd say detox. It's, you know, because they're coming in, you know, it's
you're
safe
for them. You're helping
them
through that period.
Because Tara will run, you know, she'll do all the background and everything on them as far as their physical well-being. And, again, we have our psychiatrist, too, on board, too, who can, you know, lend a hand with that. But, yeah, we wouldn't bring somebody in. There's no, you know, soft detox, so to speak, in our place. You know, that's just something it's dangerous. And it's, you know, leave it to those who do that right now.
Right.
Again, we will have that, a medical detox. It'll be 14 beds when we get to that.
So somebody that's coming in that didn't go through detox, you know, because I would imagine you get people coming in, you sit down with them and say, well, when's the last time you got high? And they'll go, oh, let's see, what time is it, 10:17? About 8:30 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, okay, all right. Well, now they are in detox, right, because they're coming in and they were high just a few hours back.
Yeah, well, you know, some people come in off the streets wanting to get help, or others who come in here because we never know the full story behind it. Right. Oh, I haven't drank or I haven't used in a week.
Yeah.
Then
they come
in and it's a different story.
These people aren't the most honest people.
It's not, I wouldn't say it's the people, it's the addiction, you know, that causes that.
Yeah. Because they forget when they take.
Right.
For use. Because it's so normal in their life.
Yeah. So what we'll do if they come in and there's any signs that, you know, there is some type of danger with them coming in, we will refer them back to one of the detox facilities and we'll send them out. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then take them back after that.
For sure, yeah.
Okay. So you have to do that sometimes.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, it's definitely we want to do it the right way. We want to keep it safe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So right now, how many total beds do you have?
So we have a total of 90. Right now we've been hovering around 30 or so. You know, we get about, things have started to pick up. I'd say we get, you know, 20 to 30 calls a day or so.
Wow.
And then weekly now, you know, I've been managing our website and our social media, and I get probably about 10 to 15 inquiries a week. You know, people see, and it may not be for us, but I try to help them find what's right for them.
Right.
You know, I'll send messages back, our admissions person will call them. You know, whatever it is, you know, even if it's not coming to us, we want to make sure they get the help they need to get where they want to be.
Because that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Wow. A lot of people out there that need your help.
There are. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're working with the drug courts.
Yeah. We're staffed with all three drug courts, Kingman, Bullhead, and Lake Havasu. I personally go to the one here in Bullhead. You know, and then I have some of my colleagues who do the other ones as well. And then I sit in on Lake Havasu. So, yeah, it's a big piece. And, you know, it's allowed us to collaborate and form relationships with other partners in the community.
Good. Good. All right. Let's take a little break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions, you can give us a call, 702-298-1063. And Chris or Tara, either one of them can answer your questions. So give us a holler. We'll take care of you. Maybe you need to know something about detox and residential rehabs. You might have questions about somebody you know that might need those facilities. Give us a call. You always live your life,
never thinking of the future. Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Mediana Loft and Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mediana Loft and Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Poison Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Horizon Community Bank isn't a big business. We're just like you. Local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Travis Riddle, Universal Banker 2 with Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local Horizon Community Banks, you're not treated as clients of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated just like family, greeted with friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business just like yours.
Hashtag Horizon Has It. Horizon Community Bank, member FDIC.
Who is it?
Simple Minds.
Very good, very good. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. It's the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall in Bullhead City. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, healthy dinners, and you'll find that they're tasty, they fill you up, and they're good for you. Now, how can all that be? I don't know, but go in there and talk to Eric. He'll tell you. They have nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. Check out their entire menu and the whole information about it at ProFitKitchen.com. And that's kitchen, KITCHIN.com, because he had to be different. Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, and schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in with the alarm system. They do complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. Barron's uses products that are safe for your pets and for your children. Call for a scheduled treatment, or if you have a problem area, or if you need weed control, call 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions, you might want to call them now. Next week it's going to be 121. Don't wait till next Wednesday. They're going to be busy. Yeah. At their own house. So if it's not cool enough for you in your home or your office, call 758-2400. They take care of Bullhead City, Kingman, and California. And Arizona Comfort Solutions is all about getting you comfortable. They take care of your thermostat, your air conditioner, your swamp coolers. All you got to do is call them. 758-2400. They're experts in all brands, so they can take care of them all. Give them a holler. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, and everyone in the building gets tested once a week for COVID. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Also brought to you by Walker Service Electric, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, Mojave Mortgage, and Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. And we're back in the studio. And so you're an 80s music guy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah? Okay. All
right. Showing my age.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm a 60s guy, so don't talk about age. You know, what can we say here? All right, so... what problems have you had thrown at you that you didn't expect?
So far, nothing, you know, out of the ordinary.
Your boss isn't listening, so you can be honest.
Yeah, what we've expected. It's really gone according... I take that back. The toughest thing probably right now, challenging for us, is staffing.
Oh, yeah.
Given what's been going on and, you know, a lot of individuals just... you know, hopefully things will change. They don't want to go back to work right now.
Right.
You know, but
they're getting that stimulus money, and they're thinking, I can sit home and watch Leave It to Beaver all day.
Yeah, it's hard because, I mean, you know, they send in the resumes, and I get interviews set up, and nobody shows up.
Yeah.
Not anybody, but the good news is we've got a great core of individuals like Tara and other individuals we have there. So we've got that base, that core that's, you know, works.
Right.
So now we're just trying to build around it. We've got a couple. We're adding our fourth counselor. He's actually from California.
Oh, okay.
So he'll be coming on board in a few weeks. So our therapeutic staff is really strong.
Good.
Yeah.
'Cause they're the ones doing all the work.
With
the patients.
Yeah, ironically enough, probably our frontline staff has more interaction than the therapists do.
Oh,
they
okay.
do the intensive process therapeutic individual
right.
one-on-ones and some of the process groups, but our frontline staff runs educational groups. Tara's with them. I'm with them. You know, we all play a little part in it.
In their day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's, we want them to know that we're all, you know, it's like a family to us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do fitness training with them
right.
myself, and they love it.
Yeah.
You know, various things. So we, everyone.
Early takes, Sunday morning, right?
I do it 4 nights a week with them.
Oh, 4 nights? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're engaging because a lot of them, we're trying to get the whole, you know, the whole package back together, their fitness, you know, their mindset,
right.
you know, mind, body, spirit, you know.
Because like you're trying to change their. A lifestyle they've had for maybe
yeah.
years.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you want them to develop a new lifestyle for the rest of their life,
yeah.
and that's a challenge.
Yeah. I mean, we want them to have a healthy lifestyle. That's,
yeah.
Yeah, and we want to model those behaviors that, you know, we want to see out of them.
When I was at the fire department, I made a video one time that we could show in the schools, but it was all around locally issues. And I interviewed this guy that my cohort had found, that she met him in a committee. And in the video, he talks about, I started getting drunk in fourth grade. And he goes on to say that, you know, I ended up losing my family and losing my job. And so for like from fourth grade to 35, he was an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finally got clean. But he talked about it in this video. And you think, wow, from fourth grade, you're 10.
Mm-hmm.
How did you start drinking when you were 10? And then it just progressively got worse and worse and worse. And then someone had to take around and try and change his whole life
mm-hmm.
almost.
Yeah. It's kind of strange. You just brought that instance up. And I wanted to share something, you know, while we're on the air here. I talked to a few of our residents who've been there quite a while.
Right.
Obviously not mentioning any names.
No.
But one of them, you know, I said, hey, just write down what are you getting out of Revive, you know, so people out there can hear your experience.
Oh, okay.
Of what to expect.
Good.
And you mentioned that individual who had been drinking since fourth grade and 35, and I have an individual here. I'm going to read a quick little excerpt from what she gave me. This individual said, the program at Revive has given me freedom from my alcoholism and freedom from the prison I've been living in my mind for the past 35 years. The groups we do here at Revive are extraordinary. The cognitive behavioral groups are amazing, and I've learned so much about my past ways of thinking and how to change those behaviors. From the owner to the staff, I've never seen a more compassionate group of individuals who truly care about each of us. We are a family here, albeit a dysfunctional family, but we are here and we're doing it together. Thank you, Revive. You have given me my life back. Without you, these blessings would never have happened on my own.
Wow.
That right there, that's why we do what we do.
Yeah, that I was going to say, that's your Bible as
that's
to why
it.
You come to work every day.
Yeah. And I received these yesterday, and I was, you know, putting some things together, you know, from these individuals, and like it literally, I get choked up when I
yeah.
see
that.
Because they, you know, that saying, like, they know we truly have a passion for.
Well, and
we
they've
do.
Met Kristen, obviously.
Yeah.
And so when they talk about from the owner to, you know, the lady who washes my sheets or
mm-hmm.
serves me my lunch, you know, that's amazing.
That's right there is why we do what we do.
You need to read that to city council. For all those ones that said, oh, we don't need this, it's too big, and Bullhead doesn't need this, we don't have that problem, and, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's take another break. Whew. Okay. You going to bring another one up like that?
I've got a few.
Oh, gee. Okay. Who's this singing?
No crying on air.
Yeah, no kidding. Man. Who's this singing?
John, wait.
Give me a minute.
Robert Palmer.
Robert Palmer. I knew it was Palmer.
We'll be right back.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help, or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Have you been living with joint pain? Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver, a bone and joint specialist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Schedule an appointment today and let's find the cause of your problem, then set a course to help stop the pain. In 2020, there are many options available, from lifestyle changes and therapy to injections and joint replacement. Come in and allow us to try and help you end that pain. Call us at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 928-444-1491.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Laughlin Ranch. Save a date. If you have a wedding going on and you nice event that you want to be unforgettable, check out Laughlin Ranch. Enjoy the five-star view, the great food, and plus it's a fabulous venue for a wedding, rehearsal dinners, corporate dinners, and celebrations of any sizes. Plus, right now you can do like outside in the evening when it's really nice. Oh, man. Check it out. Go to their website, LaughlinRanch.com, for more information. Mojave Mortgage. That's right. If you're looking for some money, do you need money? Well, go to Mojave Mortgage. If you want a vacation home, right now, don't you wish you had a home in the Walpies? Yeah, me too. Investment home, maybe an add-on, maybe a refi. Well, maybe you want a pool in the backyard. Call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen. Don't talk to anybody else. Somebody will answer the phone and just say, I want Chad. I want the guy with the vault. Because when you call, you want to talk to the guy who, you fill out a couple of pieces of paper, give them to him, he goes down the vault, gets you the cash, brings it up on a nice gold-plated tray and hands it to you. $300,000, $600,000, whatever you need, you know. He's got it right there. Takes a couple of minutes. Call 288-2691 and get that gold-plated money delivered to you. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, locals and visitors. They take their pets there for a day, for a week, or longer, and we ran into them the other night at dinner, and they're busy. So if you think you're going to take your pets there soon, you better call and make a reservation. That's right. Get your reservation for your pets. Vacations are no longer a problem, but you got to make a reservation. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006. TWN Communications, they're partnering with MEC to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected, which we all want. Can't wait. They're supposed to get Palo Verde Meadows connected this month. Yeah. So maybe it might be the last day of the month, but they're supposed to get it connected. Go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband to get connected today, or you just put in your information and they'll email you updates. Yeah, it's very simple. Or call 888-227-2095. TWN Communications customers save money. Wow. I get connected and I can't get unconnected and I save money? Huh, what am I waiting for? Also, we're brought to you by ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Wings of an Angel, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, ProFit Kitchen, Barron Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and the Laughlin Outlet Mall. All right, what's your next letter?
What is our next letter? Well, let me, before I go into that, I wanted to talk a little bit about some new additions that we've had to the program.
Okay.
So I think it's been a little while since we've talked, and, you know, we talked about our program last time and what we offer as far as the groups and individual sessions and yoga and fitness
right.
and all that stuff. So I think since the last time we talked, we've now added, we bring in service dogs.
Service dogs.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very therapeutic process. Some of the individuals, they struggle with some trauma, and there's
right.
a lot of anxiety, and the dogs come in, and they're there for about an hour, hour and a half or so, but it's really a calming for them.
Yeah, but it is.
There's a few in there we've seen who, you know, we knew they had some, you know, history of trauma. They come in, it literally just brings them down. You know,
a friend
them.
Of mine, Corky Cornell, mm-hmm. who is involved in Alcoholics Anonymous for years, and he owned Mid Valley Battery and Automotive. He's kind of retired now. He's in his 80s, but he's on the board at Westcare. And Corky had a German Shepherd that he used to take up to Warm Sea on the weekends and just walk through the rooms and let people pet it. And like you said, it's so calming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a dog come in, look at this. I get to pet this dog here while I'm laying in this hospital bed. And it's just, people love it.
Yeah, and they'll bring in a few of them. Even our staff, I'm a dog person. I love them. So even myself, it calms me down a little bit. But they come in, and it's just amazing how they'll go up those individuals.
Your staff thinks you need to bring it every day for you.
For sure, yeah. And probably a good idea.
Yeah.
But, it's just, little things as we can do this, we're just adding and making the program more robust as we go. We have Arizona at Work. A lot of our work is around discharge planning, what their aftercare is going to look
right.
like. So Arizona at Work comes in. They were coming in maybe once every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Depending on what our needs are, they come in, they're there for a couple hours, they work on their resumes, interviewing, getting them ready once they discharge so they, you know, they're ready to go out and interview. Or we've had one that actually got a job while he was in there.
Yeah.
So as soon as he got out, he started his job.
Arizona at Work is like your own personal agency that,
right.
you
yeah.
know, they do everything. For example, Well, take a plumber. Okay, you had a plumber in there. But before he came in there, all of his tools were stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Arizona comes in at Work, comes in. When he gets close to his time to leave, they'll buy him tools
for
to
sure.
put him back to
yeah.
work.
Yeah, they're amazing. The residents just love having them come in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it gives them a sense of self-worth. I mean,
well, not only that, but if you don't know Word, they'll teach you Word.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know Excel, they'll teach you Excel.
Right.
A great story. A kid went to them and said, I need to get my GED. So they helped him get his GED.
Mm-hmm.
He got a job at Dot Foods. And then after a year or so, Dot Foods contacted him and said, hey, he wants to go through the truck driving class. They paid for him to go through the truck driving class. Now he's driving a truck making $65,000 a year.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's such
all
a great
All because
resource.
Of Arizona at Work.
Yeah. The resources, you know, it's amazing to have that.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
You know, I have these two guys at my house, and I'm only a block away. So whenever you – actually, I should tell your staff this. Whenever he needs
Send
a break –
Send me over there.
Yeah. Let me show you where I live, Tara. And what you can do is you can say, Chris, we got to go for a ride real quick, you know. And you can bring him out and put him in the car, drive right around the corner to my house, and just – we'll put him and the dogs in the backyard.
And then I leave.
Yeah, and then you come back and pick him up in 30 minutes.
Yeah, come back. Yeah, a little
he will while. Be exhausted, and so will the pups. They're 13 months today.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's a handful.
Well, when you have two of them, let me tell
sure,
you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. A man 66 should never adopt two dogs. Never.
Yeah.
And you can't get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, well, one of them special needs, and so it's not like we can say, well, let's split them up. Let me give one to somebody. No.
Yeah.
They've been together for 13 months, so we're stuck with them.
You got them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, all those, it's just providing, it's all about the aftercare. You know, we'll set them up, you know, with their sponsors, you know, where are the meetings, where are you going to be living, you're going back to, you in Bullhead, you in Kingman, where are you? Okay, we'll get you set up AA meetings, NA meetings, you know, all these things to keep them connected.
Right.
Because it's about staying connected.
Yeah, once they leave the program, it's not over.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
We work with Westcare. I wish there was more sober living opportunities here and close by, but we're working some other partners who that's their, you know, they do that.
I think Tom's doing that now.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. But there's a group that came in. They were in Phoenix, but they're also from in Colorado. But they open up these homes, and they saw the size of us. So they want to see that there's a need there.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, we've had people. Westcare's been great. You know, they're sober living, so we've had some going there. But there's just not enough resources.
Right. Yeah. And enough sober living.
For sure, yeah.
Well, and I know Westcare had to close one down and convert that into their women's shelter, because everyone knew where the women's shelter was. It was time to move it.
Right. Yeah.
And that's when they built Hilly's
House. Yeah, hopefully in the future, you know, whether it's us or we partner with somebody else, but we can collaborate and get some of these, you know, living arrangements for these individuals.
Yeah. You might need your own.
For sure, yeah.
It
might be.
Yeah. But right now, rental property and stuff, oh, it's tough to find.
It's expensive.
Yeah. I went to the Laughlin Town Board meeting, and over here, some of these apartment buildings, when your lease is up, they renew it at $400 increase. Yeah, your rent goes up $400 a month.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You can't go anywhere.
Yeah, the lack of affordable housing, no matter where you go.
And it's everywhere. I mean, it's the same problem. Every town has lack of affordable housing, and nobody wants to go to work. <laughs> You know? Yeah.
Not a good combination.
Everyone that wants to stay home
in
that unaffordable housing. Yeah. It's crazy right now.
And I
think the governors and maybe the president is starting to catch a clue and understand that you can't keep giving these people money and expect them to go to work.
Right.
They're not going to go to work.
No.
No.
There's no incentive.
No. It's not a good reason to keep giving me money and then I'll go find a job. Yeah. They're not doing it.
Yeah, not good.
They're not doing it. So how many have actually graduated from your program and... Again, without names and everything, but are you keeping in touch with them?
Yeah, for sure. So we've had five complete the program.
Okay.
And when we say complete, you know, our program is based on 90 days.
Right.
It doesn't mean somebody needs 90 days, but it's all based on what
And somebody else might need more than that.
Yeah, what their therapist says. Some may graduate if they've completed their treatment plan.
Right.
They may be out in 60 days, 70 days, whatever it looks like. But we've had five that have graduated.
Okay.
And we're averaging, you know, some come in, they may blow out in a week, and they're just not ready.
Right.
They haven't hit rock bottom.
And that's the big thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've got to come to rehab when they want to come to rehab, when they're ready.
Because what will happen, somebody will come in, they'll blow out, and then typically we know what happens. They'll end up calling back in a couple of days saying, well, I want to get back in. Well, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
I'd love to get them right back in, but they got to go through the process.
Yep.
You got to go through your behavioral health home. So,
yep.
But I'd say on the average, you know, 60 to 65 days is what we're seeing right now from the ones who fall out and ones who are completing. Because we've got, you know, three or four right now are in 70-plus days. So they're getting ready to graduate.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. Good. So you guys do a graduation ceremony?
Yeah, we do a little thing for them, and little things for them. I went and got T-shirts made up for them.
Oh, okay.
So they'll get a little gift when they get out. You know, they play some music, and you know, we try to. It's, you know, with as big as we are, it's hard to, you know, if everyone starts speaking, we'll be there for, you know, four
hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you know, we have to kind of limit it, but yeah, we definitely want to recognize their achievements of what they've accomplished while in treatment.
Have some of the graduates come back and said, "I want to talk to everybody. I want to tell them what I'm doing."
There's some that have said they want to do that. I get a lot of them saying they want to, you know, "I want to come work for you. I want to come work for you." I'm like, in time, let's just see. Because some of them, it becomes their passion. Like, yeah, this is what I want to do in life.
Yeah.
They get excited
about
it.
Well, and you've changed their whole life.
Yeah.
And so they should. Coming up on next Tuesday at 10:30, the 15th, I have Lori and Jennifer from the MCC Substance Abuse Program that are going to be here. They run the program in Kingman, okay. And they're going to be here talking about that. So for those that might want to get into that,
right.
They can go and take those classes at MCC.
Yeah, we have somebody coming in next month, I believe, with the college to talk about opportunities, you know, programs and you know, vocational things. So, yeah, we're just trying to, you know, again, we're still new.
Yeah.
But we're trying to develop in these relationships and collaborate. We're just here to help, you know, any way we can.
Good. Good. Five graduates after 6 months. That's not bad.
Yeah. And that's 90 days. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and because you're not a lockdown facility, you do get some people that say, see ya, I'm done, I'm leaving.
Yeah, it happens, you know, on occasion here. And it's not too much, but, again, we can't force them to stay.
Right.
What we will try to do before they walk out the door is at least give them some resources. Hey, let us call a loved one.
Okay.
You know, let's get a kid. Where are you going? What can we do? But sometimes they'll bolt out the door.
Wow.
You know, it's like, you know, we can't force them.
I know.
They're just not ready.
Yeah.
You know, and that's unfortunate.
That's the key right there. And I found out through friends and family that when they're ready, that's when you got to seize the moment and get them to a rehab. Not the next day, not 2 weeks later, right then.
Yeah, that's what I say that to everyone. I said, this is not a business of weeks, months. It's a business of minutes and hours.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they could change their mind or, you know, because it's unfortunate. You just see, and when somebody leaves or they decide to ACA against clinical advice out of there, my heart breaks because I just know, you know, what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not good.
It's not good. They're going to end up in the gutter.
I always end up in prison or in the hospital. Yeah, when somebody's getting close to leaving, and my red flag, I tell everyone, if somebody says to me, you know, I got this. I'm not going back to drink or I'm not going back to use. I'm like, slow down.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
You know what? Let me tell you how many people walked out that same door saying that same sentence.
It can change any minute.
Yeah.
Know that it. I said, just take it day by day.
Well, and when they walk out, they're going to go back to those same friends, that same lifestyle, that same facility wherever they were living, where that environment exists.
Yeah.
And that's your biggest challenge when they leave and graduate, where they're going to go, where that environment doesn't exist.
Yeah, we try to, when somebody's going to discharge, we have family day where individuals come in, and our therapists see what type of support they have.
The interaction.
You know, and we may give them some advice, say, hey, you know, why don't you look into this? You know, maybe they're from Havasu. Like, you know, maybe why don't you look at some sober living here in Bullhead City. Change your surroundings. Change people, places, things. You know, change those things.
Those things all have to become positive.
For sure.
Wow, what a challenge.
It's fun.
Yeah.
We have.
You've been doing this for how long?
About 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah.
Love it.
Wow.
That's what I say. We see so many personalities, and there are times that, you know, they can test you.
Oh, of course.
But you find the humor in it.
It's like the bad kid at school wants to test a teacher. You know,
you just have to find the humor. And we know, you know, you got 30 residents in that building. Everyone has a different personality. We can't talk to this person the same way we talk to this person.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and that's what I love about it.
Yeah, the challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's challenging. Wow. But it's
amazing.
Rewarding.
Well, and with those five graduates, you have to know those five lives you changed. Mm-hmm. And when they call you and say, hey, I want you to know, Chris, I'm going to work here or there, or I'm doing this and that, you know, for you, there's nothing more that's going to stroke your ego than that.
Yeah, I love hearing it. Sometimes they get a little too connected.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be sending text messages on my phone or something because, you know, I give my business cards out and they take it and they see my cell phone, they'll start texting. I'm like, there's boundaries there.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain things I can't do. Or they'll friend me on social media. I'm like, I can't do that. You know?
Yeah.
As much as I want to be there to support them or
our
staff, you know, there's just certain things we can't do.
Well, and when they graduate, they graduate.
Right.
You don't want them in your world forever.
Right.
It's time for them to go live their life and take what they, you know, call you with a challenge, but for the most part, they need to go live their life.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's something that we can support you with,
or
if you're challenging, a lot of times if they're struggling, if somebody's out there struggling, they get a hold of your sponsor.
Yeah.
Call your sponsor right away. Get to a meeting.
So let me ask you this. Does the 12-step program start when they leave? Or is that...
No, that's while they're there.
While they're there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to be able to go through all 12 steps there, are they?
No, it's, you know, that's highly unlikely. But, you know, it starts with step one.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I tell them. I'm like, look, you know what? You have hit rock bottom. Your life is unmanageable. You know, and you, if they can get to that when you're powerless against that addiction, you know, the first step, that's the first step.
Yeah. You
know, and sometimes you hear people say, you know, surrender to it. People are like, well, now it sounds like I'm giving up. No, you're not giving up.
Yeah,
that's not what we're talking about. Surrender to that addiction. Know that you're powerless against it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That it's just destroying you.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly but surely.
For sure.
Wow. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions, the phone works. You know, you can call in. You don't have to give your name if you don't want to. 702-298-1063. Who's this?
Give me a second. Don't tell me. Cheers for fears.
Cheers for fears. He's got it. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Do you and your friends often say, where do we want to go for lunch? Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Mojave Electric Cooperative has been working strong to complete our fiber optic project. We now have nearly 130,000 feet of fiber installed, and members are closer to receiving service from our partner, TWN, for the first phase of our fiber optic broadband internet service. Please continue to be patient as we work hard to complete this fiber network for our electrical system enhancements. And if you have any questions or would like to pre-register, please call 928-763-1100, option 0, to speak with our liaison.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
There comes a time when many senior citizens can no longer do the simplest of things: bathe, cook, clean, and shop. Wings of an Angel provides in-home senior care, assisting those in need with 24/7 care, meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. Wings of an Angel, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Golden Valley, and Kingman, providing the best care for seniors. Wings of an Angel in-home care, 928-404-2480.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family-owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ACCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what all do they do at Legacy Rehab and Care Center? Well, the rehab area helps patients with physical, occupational, and speech therapy and gets them back on the road in no time. The care center is designed to help patients with skilled nursing and all the luxuries of home. Stop in sometime and take a tour. Get your questions answered. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Who's this?
Tina.
Tina, that's right. Those legs. Wow. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. You know, you save money with that co-op connection card. If you don't have one yet, you need to stop by their offices on Hancock and pick one up. Laughlin River Tours gives you a discount if you have your Co-op Connection card. Mojave Shred gives you a discount. Window Elegance has you know, they'll give you a discount if you have that Co-op Connection card. The Music Store, just some of the places around. Mattress Land, there in Kingman, Bullhead, Fort Mojave. And they give you a discount if you have that Co-op Connection card. So stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up for free. And speaking of business, you know, MEC and TWN are partnering together to bring fiber-based internet just as quickly as they can. They're working as fast as they can. You see those orange pipes sticking out all over the ground in Bullhead City. That's where they connect them and put them together. You know, fiber-based internet technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. And we all can't wait. Call 763-1100 and ask for Regina, and she can tell you all about it. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got three restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we have clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, hats, vape products. We got gifts, watches, art, and of course, the thrift store. And then outside, we have a daycare, pet daycare. We have a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, the building's not for sale. And no, there's no plans to tear it down. So when you hear those rumors, tell them it's not true. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over Mojave County every single day. They do residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. If you need some help with electrical issues, just call 718-9444. They're available. If you call them early in the morning, they might be able to get you the same day and take care of it. They're available 24/7 for those emergencies. Put them in your cell phone because electrical issues don't happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, ProFit Kitchen, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, Mojave Mortgage, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, and Tina Turner. Now, you got to feed these people, too, every day. You know, I was thinking ProFit Kitchen, and you're Mr. Fitness. Have you been to ProFit Kitchen yet?
I have not.
You need to.
Yeah, I know. I keep meaning to get over
there. Yeah, you know, they got protein shakes and everything. And
yeah, I love getting to those. I'm a big fan about the diet. I've actually just started mine. I've been so busy for the last 8 to 10 months.
Yeah.
Sometimes you fall off.
Oh yeah.
You know, and so I'm trying.
Well,
to get
especially
back
when
into
you're in the opening stages and
it's tough.
You're working every day and you're having fast food.
Yeah, 15, 16-hour plus days. It's hard to eat.
Cheeseburgers and fries.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm trying to get that back. But yeah, as far as we have our own chef there on staff.
Yeah.
So he, you know, he balances. You know, gives them a good, you know, selection on meals. They
good.
Get plenty of proteins and all everything they need. You get some of that, like, I want more. I'm
yeah.
like, you've got a balanced diet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty, the meals, I'm like, I don't eat this well.
And you're trying to structure their eating where it hasn't been structured for who knows how long.
For sure,
they
yeah.
eat whenever they want. You got your little cord wrapped around your, there we go, ta-da.
Thank you.
So, I mean, you're trying to change their whole world, including their eating habits.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Because in the past they've, you know, some of them may be eating out of trash cans.
Yeah, yeah.
When they had to.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a whole new lifestyle. We do some nutritional training when we can do that.
Yeah.
Every night, you know, we have so much in there. They're all in the protein kick now. So all
well,
of them come in, but now we have to try and store all this protein. They're like, can we use this every night? They're like, we want to make protein smoothies. And
yeah.
they're like, okay, we just need to manage how much comes in.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
What's the phone number for Revive for all these people listening that might want to call and ask questions?
Our phone number is 928-296-8898.
All right. Give them a call if you need to. Paul Lavoie's up next with the Havasu Chamber. Stick around.
Every generation.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.